Listen up, team. Mastering the Ironman triathlon swim is the critical foundation for success in this 140.6-mile race. We aren't just talking about raw endurance here. You need to integrate technical precision, structured training, strategic fueling, specialized gear, and mental resilience to navigate that 2.4-mile opening segment efficiently. Do it right, and you set a positive tone for the bike and run. Keep in mind, the Ironman originated in Hawaii back in 1978, and today it enforces a strict 2-hour, 20-minute cutoff for the swim to ensure everyone's safety and maintain competitive standards. To keep you safe and reduce pre-race stress, the organization's Swim Smart initiative has implemented wave starts, resting rafts, dedicated rescue boats, and mandatory pre-swim warm-ups. With safety covered, let's talk mechanics. Training prioritizes stroke efficiency over raw speed. You want a horizontal body position to minimize drag. Keep your head low during breathing to prevent excessive rotation, and utilize a high elbow catch for better propulsion. Pair that with bilateral breathing to promote balance and consistent forward momentum. Now, let's look at the training progression. We start with endurance sets, like 4 to 6 repetitions of 400 meters at goal pace, gradually building up to 10 sets as your fitness improves. From there, we move into longer simulations to replicate race conditions, such as 2 1,800-meter swims or a continuous 4,200-meter open water session. Only after your technique is completely solidified do we introduce speed work, like 20 repetitions of 100 meters at threshold pace. This prevents you from reinforcing inefficient habits when you're pushing hard. Race day execution starts before you even hit the water. Managing crowded starts is crucial. Position yourself on the outskirts of the pack to minimize physical contact and conserve precious energy. Once you're in the water, nutrition and hydration must be highly personalized and rigorously tested. Your pre-race fueling should consist of light, easily digestible carbohydrates to avoid any gastrointestinal distress. During the race itself, maintaining consistent energy requires approximately 90 grams of carbohydrates, 1,500 milligrams of sodium, and 1,000 milliliters of fluid per hour. You can also leverage a strategic caffeine intake, around 200 milligrams mid-race, to boost alertness when you need it most. Remember, these protocols must be adjusted based on weather conditions. Heat drastically increases your fluid and electrolyte demands, so stay adaptable. Equipment selection also directly impacts your performance and comfort. Wetsuits are permitted in water temperatures below 76.1 degrees Fahrenheit and provide crucial buoyancy and thermal protection, while swimskins are optimal for warmer conditions. Your goggles should offer a wide, distortion-free field of vision and a secure, comfortable fit for open water sighting. Don't overlook your swim cap either. Specialized options, like cushioned or low-drag silicone caps, protect against collisions in crowded starts and reduce hydrodynamic resistance. But gear alone won't win you this race. Mental preparation is equally vital. Visualization techniques help you rehearse race execution and problem-solving, building confidence and reducing anxiety. Reframe those pre-race nerves as physiological readiness. Establish a consistent pre-race ritual, create a detailed action plan for logistics and transitions, and consciously vocalize negative thoughts before race day to clear your head. Once you're in the water, shift your attention from outcomes to immediate, controllable processes. That focus anchors your mental resilience throughout the swim. Let's talk benchmarks. Consistent training of 3:45 to 90-minute sessions weekly significantly improves pace. The top 10% of competitors average around 1 minute, 35 seconds per 100 meters, while elite professionals often swim under 1:20 for women or 1:15 for men per 100 meters. If you're aiming for a sub-1-hour swim, you'll need to maintain approximately 25 seconds per 25 meters. That requires utilizing drafting, precise sighting, and strict straight-line navigation. Ultimately, Ironman swim success depends on balancing technical efficiency, progressive endurance training, race-tested nutrition, purpose-built gear, and proactive mental conditioning. This comprehensive approach transforms the swim from a potential bottleneck into a strategic advantage, paving the way for a strong finish across all three disciplines. Now, let's get to work.